Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the Friends of Vista Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Off to the state of Texas, the great state of Texas. Michael Yon has moved his base of operations from Panama City, where he's filled with news, to Texas, anticipating changes on the border since Michael toured Texas through 24, watching the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands come across. The most vivid image that I have is Michael saying that he was on the Mexican side of the border, somewhere along the river Rio Grande. And everywhere were identification cards thrown down, pictures, passports, visas, all tossed to the ground. It was a mystery to me until Michael explained that way they show up with any name they want to say, and there's no checking who they are. Michael, a very good day to you in Texas. So, there's a new sheriff in Washington. Does it show in Texas?
For the moment, it does. The border, as you know, has been largely squeezed off. There's still some people coming through, and the Darien is the same. Mostly, the flows are dramatically decreased. However, it's a spring-loaded tap, and the spigot's off, but all the architecture is there to continue this. In other words, United Nations is still completely intact. Catholic Charities and all these people, they're still rolling, and Hayes, as of last week, is still going down in the Darien Gap in Panama. So that's what concerns me, is we haven't defanged these people that did it to begin with.
And your sense of Texas now, it is a state that everybody looks to for the future because of its understanding of growth and how deregulated it is. And it did have that border problem. With the border problem solved, what about the hundreds of thousands who came through? Have they left Texas, or are they still there, Michael?
Still here. We're all over the United States. In fact, you know, I'm going out with my good friend Todd Bensman. You know Todd well. We're going to roll around this week looking at some of the colonies. There's more than Colony Ridge. There's other colonias around Texas. The people are here to stay unless we send them back. They're actually, you know, demographically, they're having babies and breeding right now.
And those identification cards that I'm recalling, I don't have all the details. Why did they throw them away before they crossed the river?
Well, they would throw the ID cards away and the passports because that way they can just say whoever they want to say they are, right? They can say whatever. Somebody from Iran. There's people from the Middle East who speak Spanish. A lot of people don't realize that. There's even people from Africa that speak Spanish. They can say where they want to say they're from. And if, like an Iranian looks like a Venezuelan to most people, they can, you know, huge numbers of Iranians came through the Darien Gap. Huge numbers of people from about 150 countries came through the Darien Gap. That doesn't include the other flows that gathered in places like Nicaragua or Guatemala and certainly up in Mexico. And as you know, many come through Bahamas and other routes like Canada.
You have other sources. You've mentioned Todd. You have other sources in Texas. Do they say that the border is secured and that right now Texas is moving to cooperate to deport, I guess, or urge people to leave Texas who are not here legally? Is that happening now?
They're just making a show of it. We can all see that. And the border's not actually secured. It's just that the flows are down. There's a huge difference. A lot of people realize that it's going to be harder to get in than before, so they're not taking the chance. But to me, it looks like, you know, and you've seen my track record over the many years, it's been very accurate. I think what's going to end up happening, of course, this is a guess, is that that we're going to see a resumption of the invasion, because we haven't gone after the actual architecture. We haven't gone after United Nations. We haven't defunded, defanged, and dismantled the United Nations and other players like HIAS. You know, HIAS, the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society down the Darien Gap. Interesting, you know, our mutual friend Todd Bensman, he wrote several articles about a man from Mauritania, Africa, who, yelling Allahu Akbar, shot a Jewish man. The Jewish man recovered, luckily. But the guy from Mauritania, when I saw one of the articles from Todd Bensman, I looked up his name, and because I have a database of more than a million people that came through the Darien Gap. He came through. He came through on January 2nd, I believe it was, 2023. So the guy that shot the Jewish man yelling Allahu Akbar from Africa was actually helped through the Darien Gap by HIAS, the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society. If he's on that database, which he is, that means 100% he was helped by HIAS to get through the Darien Gap. You can't make up this stuff. So, I mean, you know, also the man who murdered Lakin Riley, Ibarra was his last name. He's also on the list. I saw what date that he came in. I saw what bus he came in on. Months later, his two brothers came through. Both of those are now criminals in the United States and were thrown in jail. All three of them, one for murdering Lakin Riley and two for doing other crimes. And all these people came through the Darien Gap and were helped by the United Nations, HIAS, Red Cross, Norwegian Refugee Councils. And then when they would get up to Texas and Mexico, they were helped by Catholic Charities. So in Lutheran services as well. So there's a whole galaxy of people that I haven't mentioned that all need to be defunded and defanged and dismantled, and some need to be in prison, such as Amy Pope at the IOM. She's running around on her Twitter every day to Haiti and the Vatican and Jordan and Chile, you know, whipping up more people to come to the United States and to Europe.
There is a new sheriff in town, Michael, and it's been 3 months. Is there a sense that things are moving in the other, in a good direction?
It's good that the flows have decreased. That's very good, very, very good. But the architecture, the plumbing is still there.
Right, but you don't start with the plumbing. You got to start with the headlines. You need good media. They are getting good media. For example, the incident involving El Salvador, sending Venezuela Trendy Aragua to El Salvador, where they were promptly put into jail, and then accidentally sending an El Salvadoran who is said to be associated with another gang, M13, to El Salvador, and Nayib Bukele saying, I'm not going to send him back. I'm not going to help smuggle a Salvadoran into the United States. That all is a positive in the headlines. Do you agree, Michael?
Yeah, that's a positive, but it's not mutually exclusive. If you take out the plumbing, this stuff is going to stop anyway. And, you know, when it comes to, you know, all these headlines about whether or not he's a gangster being sent back or not, I don't care if he's in Trinidad or Aragua or MS-13 or whatever. If he's in the United States illegally, send him back. Send them all back, every last one of them. And that's what we need to be doing, like a million per month. We need to really load up ships, sail them up the Mississippi River, go to the passenger port there at places like Memphis and load up those ships and send them down to Venezuela and other places. Just drop them on the beach.
Maybe Panama. Let's go back to your last details about Panama. The visit of the Secretary of State was significant. That was right away and after Mr. Rubio was confirmed by the U.S. Senate. And then the visit by the Secretary of Defense, Mr. Hegseth, very significant. And you reported after that there was an arrangement for the jungle school in some fashion to use Panama as a base, one of its bases. And there's reason to believe that the BlackRock deal has been frozen. In other words, it's not going through. What is your sense as you left Panama of the U.S. ability to secure the place from Chinese intervention?
Well, just before I left, so we had three in a row. We have the, you know, Secretary of State Rubio, and then the Secretary of Defense Hegseth, and then the Director of CIA came. I'm not sure if Director of CIA is even in the news, but then he came just before I left. So we've had three big hitters, and then a lot of smaller ones that are still quite substantial. So what we need a comprehensive plan for reasserting ourselves in Panama and the region in general. And it's not something that will be done overnight. You need to get the smartest people in America around big tables with maps and walls with maps, and they need to be together for a couple of weeks in a very quiet place and come together with a strategy to actually do this. And it needs military, it needs intelligence, it needs industry. You need people like Chevron, who may lose some of their infrastructure down there in Venezuela soon. We need all the big players at the table that have all of their problem sets and combine those together with what we can do to defend our mutual interests.
Good plan. Sounds like Operation Overlord 2025. Okay. This week you're going to the border. Where? Do you have an idea of what you're going to visit? Brownsville? You're going to visit where, Michael?
I'm actually not going to say where, but we're going to be looking at some of the colonias. And so we'll not actually be on the border, but it'll be at some of the places where people are actually coming to stay.
Those are the housing settlements that we're advertising for cash down. It's a couple of years since we talked about that.
That's right. Yep. They're coming to stay. And they're staying in these places that the United States is helping them, move in and stay permanently. Schools, the whole works. These aren't camps. These are actually their cities.
And you're going to see whether the U.S. authorities are still aiding and abetting. Because, again, I emphasize, this new sheriff, Michael, is very different. This new sheriff is not sensitive to negative headlines. In addition, this new sheriff, Michael, it's just flabbergasting how it is that the opposition, sometimes we call it the blue team, manages to come down on the wrong side of 80-20 issues. Does that surprise you, Michael? Again and again and again, they choose the 20.
Well, they seem like they're on drugs, and I say that not flippantly. I mean that seriously. I mean, a lot of the things that they say and do is insanity level stuff. Not in their own best interest, not in anybody's best interest, not in their children's or future generations' best interest, and yet they do them anyway. That's like insanity level, drug addict level stuff.
Yeah, it reminds me of times in which I've been anxious, and you always turn the wrong way first. You know, you take the path you're not supposed to go. Oh, not that way. Then you feel much more confident when you take the right way. I'm being optimistic, Michael. That's all. You don't have to comment. Okay, fine.
I'm still in the fight. If I thought we had lost, I wouldn't still be in the fight. We can definitely win. We can definitely make our country a better place, and we can definitely push back China. But the fact that I'm in the fight is also indicative of what I think about it. We need all hands on deck to push back. China is not invincible. They're not omnipotent, and nor are they omniscient. And same with the United Nations. Sometimes I wonder who's the greatest threat to us. Is it the United Nations, China, militant Islam? Who is it, actually? We've got multiple big threat matrices that we need to address, and we can do it. Our ancestors did it, and we can do it too.
Michael Yan, Michael_Yan at Michael_Yan Twitter, where he will attach this interview. He is traveling. He's in Texas. That much is clear, and he'll have more for us in the coming weeks. Friends of History Debating Society, I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Life's messy, We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anababe, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anababe sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.